This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to the Joy of Living Creatively. I'm very pleased that you'll be joining me for today's show. Today's episode is part of a 9-part series called 9 Relationship Skills for Artists. In this series, we'll look at important relationship skills that artists can nurture so that they can become more effective advocates for their creative work and more comfortable players in the art marketplace. This series focuses on the relationship issues of visual artists, but the lessons I'm teaching can be directly translated for creative and performing artists in every discipline and for creators in any walk of life. Today's episode is called Offering Classes, Workshops, and Retreats. Let's begin. Because it provides a revenue stream, because it is ego-gratifying, and because it is of professional benefit, a time may come when you may decide to offer a class, workshop, or retreat. The main differences among these three are that a class typically runs for several weeks, a workshop runs for a few hours, a half day, a full day, or a weekend, and a retreat may last as long as a week and has embedded in it the idea of rejuvenation and relaxation. These differences aside, classes, workshops, and retreats are more similar than different, in that in each case you facilitate an experience for a group of people. This may prove a new way of relating to people for you. As a teacher, workshop leader, or retreat leader, you have the task of leading and of taking responsibility for the material presented and the group experience. Your job is to present useful material, monitor the needs of the group, retain needed flexibility while keeping the experience on course, and serving as everything from master of ceremonies to hall monitor. Naturally, you may not know how to do this the first time or first few times around, but just as with art making, there is no substitute for the actual experience. If you harbor the desire to run a class, a workshop, or a retreat, don't put off giving it a go until you know what you are doing. You won't know what you are doing until you have done it. Whether for classes, workshops, or retreats, your preparation consists of all of the following. Number one, an overall plan. Your class, workshop, or retreat will have some theme or rationale, the art of plunging perspective, an introduction to watercolors, a nature drawing retreat, etc. You then need to organize your material in a logical way into parts or segments. This organization is usually accomplished by using a standard rhetorical device. 7 points, 9 principles, 5 steps, 6 secrets, 8 goals, 4 key ideas, etc. It is relatively harder to deliver a useful class, workshop, or retreat if your material is not logically organized into bite-sized chunks of this sort. Once you have organized your material in this way, you can lengthen or shorten each chunk to fit your time requirements. For example, you might take 5 minutes to explain each of your 8 principles in the context of a 2-hour workshop, but you might devote a half day to each principle in the context of a week-long retreat. While an organizational scheme is not absolutely necessary, and many effective classes are run on the paint that floral arrangement and let's critique your work model, that laissez-faire model is also often ineffective and self-indulgent. Point two, you want a schedule. Whether your event runs 2 hours or 7 days, you need to make a schedule and keep to it. If there are some ideas that you mean to communicate, then the last ideas are as important as the first ideas, and it is imperative that you get all of the ideas in. If you've scheduled a segment for an hour and it runs to 90 minutes, at the break you would revise your schedule and shorten the upcoming segments so that you still get everything in. If you find that you have no inclination to keep to your schedule, that may mean that you have not planned a complete useful experience for participants. Point 3. The integration of ideas and experiences. Typically, your event is made up of two integrated parts, the ideas that you present and the exercises that illustrate and deepen participants' understanding of your ideas. A common sequence for a one-day workshop might be 6 hour-long chunks, each of which is made up of 10 minutes of exposition, where you present the principle or point you intend to make, a 20-minute exercise, and 20 minutes of process, which allows for participants to share their experience of the exercise and elaborate on the main point you've presented. Point 4. Interacting. A lecture does not require interaction, although you will want to keep your audience interested, and you may entertain questions at the end, but classes, workshops, and retreats absolutely require interaction. Participants need to speak and be heard, their questions need to be addressed, and their expressed needs, like ending on time, taking a little longer with a particular point, etc., considered. It is your job to invite participation, to make participants feel that participation is safe by not belittling them or ridiculing their questions, and to listen to what they have to say. Point 5. Practical details. You will need to find a venue to deliver your class, workshop, or retreat, advertise the event, monitor details like requests for information, registrations, etc., handle last-minute emergencies, and so on. Your best bet might be to partner with someone who already handles these details, like conferences, bookstores, shops where classes and workshops are already regularly offered, retreat and workshop centers that provide space and advertising, etc. If you get on the mailing list of a few conference and retreat centers and investigate which local venues, like bookstores, churches, community centers, junior colleges, etc., regularly sponsor events like yours, in a short time you will have a sense of the lay of the land and ideas about who to approach with your class, workshop, or retreat idea. 6. The delivery of the class, workshop, or retreat. A time will come when you will have to deal with your anxiety, screw up your courage, lay your fears and doubts to rest, and show up for your class, workshop, or retreat. Congratulations! Come early, come prepared, smile, and enjoy your role as leader, facilitator, and learner. Try to maintain the structure and integrity of your event while allowing for process and change. Your overall goal is to provide participants with a useful experience, which may mean sticking to your script or improvising, lecturing or listening, holding tight to the reins or allowing for genuine interaction. Good luck! 7. And last, assessment of the experience. Whether or not you invite participants to assess their experience of the event at its completion, and inviting them to do so is a good idea, you should spend some time assessing it yourself. Did you present too little material? Too much material? Did you manage to go deep, or did you keep the event at a superficial level? Did participants get involved or remain at arm's length? What might you do differently next time? In as little as 5 minutes, if you are willing to take the time, you will be able to provide yourself with important feedback about the event, and many concrete suggestions for improving it. Why not take a moment and do the following? Make a long list of possible classes, workshops, or retreat subjects or themes. Narrow the list down to a few that really interest you, and then choose one as your first class, workshop, or retreat offering. And offer it. The simplest reason to do so is that you may really enjoy it. That ends today's show. I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope that you'll tune in next week for another episode of The Joy of Living Creatively. If you subscribe, you won't miss a single episode. To subscribe, please visit personallifemedia.com or look for The Joy of Living Creatively in iTunes. If you'd like to drop me an email, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is eric@personallifemedia.com. And please do visit my website to learn more about my books and services. To visit just head over to ericmaisel.com. That's ericmaisel.com. Have an excellent day.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.